USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Capping a week of protests and outrage over the police shooting of a black man in Wisconsin, civil rights advocates denounced police and vigilante violence against black Americans. At the commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington, thousands gathered near the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where the Reverend Martin Luther King delivered his historic I Have a Dream address. The event came on the heels of yet another shooting by a white police officer of a black man, 29-year-old Jacob Blake of Kenosha, Wisconsin, that has sparked days of protest and violence that so far has left at least two dead. The Keep America Great website might sound like something that belongs to President Trump, but the site says it was paid for by Biden for President. President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan got a slight facelift for his 2020 presidential run, the campaign now adopting Keep America Great as its official new slogan. KeepAmericaGreat.com, however, features what it says are promises made by Trump that were broken. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump is offering up a full pardon, and USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is granting a full pardon to Alice Johnson.
And we gave a commutation. That means we were able to get Alice out, and she has been just so outstanding, and I'm so proud of you, and we are giving Alice a full pardon. I just told her.
President Trump making that announcement during an Oval Office ceremony. Johnson was sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. The pardon also coming on the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King delivering his I Have a Dream speech.
Walmart said that it may join Microsoft to buy the U.S. business of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has become under fire from the president. They said in a statement that a deal with Microsoft could help it expand advertising business and reach more shoppers. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Russia is now blaming the United States for a tense confrontation in Syria, in which Russian military vehicles and helicopters surrounded U.S. armored vehicles, leaving a number of U.S. troops injured. The White House National Security Council said in a statement that Russian vehicles struck a U.S. mine-resistant all-terrain vehicle, causing injuries to the vehicle's crew. A U.S. military official said that Russian forces were operating inside a designated security zone that they had agreed to stay out of. There have been many encounters between Russian and U.S. forces on the ground in Syria. Some have been tense, but the official said the incident earlier this week was the first time an American troop was injured in such a confrontation. The injuries were minor, but the U.S. officials call the Russian forces' actions reckless. For those of you who are video gamers out there, Epic Games launched the new season of the hit video game Fortnite, pitting Marvel superheroes against the Fantastic Four in the first update to exclude iPhone and iPad users due to a legal fight with Apple. Many users took to Twitter to complain about missing out on an otherwise exciting event for the global gaming community, while some raved about the latest version. Apple has removed the game from its App Store after Epic Games challenged the company's policy of taking a cut of purchases made inside the app by allowing users to pay Epic directly at a cheaper price. Dubbed the Nexus War, the new version features Marvel characters including Thor, Iron Man, She-Hulk, Storm, and Doctor Doom. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.